الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين، نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين بلسان عربي مبين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل شيء شرفا يتباهون به، وإن بهاء أمتي وشرفها القرآن. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: إنكم لا ترجعون إلى الله بشيء أفضل مما خرج منه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the occasion of the khatam of the Quran, this is indeed an occasion of the manifest mercy, compassion and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عِنْدَ خَتْمِ الْقُرْآنِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. At the time when the Qur'an is completed, this is a time when du'as are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Qur'an which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Qur'an شَافِعٌ مُشَفَّعٌ ماحل مصدق من جعله أمامه ساقه إلى الجنة ومن جعله خلفه قاده إلى النار، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, this Quran is such an interceder on your behalf on the day of judgment, mushaffa, whose intercession will be accepted by Allah. Quran is your representative. Quran will argue on your behalf before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person who has attached and linked himself to the Quran, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has certain people that are ahlullah. Today when we hear the term ahlullah, we think of the awliya of Allah, the friends of Allah. Who are the ahlullah? Inna lillahi ta'ala ahlina min al-ard. This word ahl actually means family, household. Those who are the direct, who have a direct link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi ta'ala ahlina min al-ard. Obviously, Allah is free of lineage. Allah is free of family ties. But this is an indication of the very, very special, select, chosen position that is enjoyed by those who will link and attach themselves with the Qur'an. This Qur'an, this is such a great miracle, a living miracle. It is said, the hand of Musa alayhi salam that shone brighter than the sun, that miracle was shown in front of Fir'aun, but that miracle was limited to that period of time. Likewise, the staff or the stick of Musa alayhi salam was limited to that period of time. Isa alayhi salam's bringing the dead to life, or curing the lepers, or curing those that were born blind. Whatever the mu'ajizat and the miracles that were made manifest on the hands of the Anbiya alayhim salat wa salam in the past, one point about those mu'ajizat and miracles was that that miracle was limited and restricted to the time and the period of that Nabi, or one certain chosen occasion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the mazhara and display of that miracle. This ummah through the maqam, the status, the position of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given a miracle which transcended the boundaries of time. Not restricted only to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that miracle, my respected brothers, is the Quran. In Shu'ara, Surah Shu'ara, Allah Ta'ala Himself gives us in a few expressions of the Quran, Allah gives us the introduction of the Quran itself. That what is this Quran? Where is this Quran from? What does this Quran represent? Beautifully, in the fasahat and eloquence of the Quran, Allah Himself represents the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ وَإِنَّهُ Verily this, it. لَتَنْزِيلُ Lam is to create emphasis. Without a doubt, without a doubt, tanzeel. One meaning of tanzeel is something that came down, not collectively at one time, but over a period of time. Quran was revealed over a period of time. One was the complete revelation upon the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the protected tablet. Ulama say, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this protected tablet, the Lawh-e Mahfuz, a makhluk of Allah, the nuraniyat, the beauty, the power, the width, the extent of it, mind-boggling. Yet ulama say that the Qur'an in a written form was kept in the Lawh-e Mahfuz. If the Qur'an in its original form, Allah's Kalam in its original form, if it had to be revealed on the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the Lawh-e Mahfuz would have been rent asunder. It would not have been able to take the weight of Allah's Kalam. This is that Kalam. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allah says, if you had to reveal this Qur'an on a mountain, Allah doesn't just say the mountain will be split asunder. Allah doesn't just say the mountain will turn to dust. لَرَأَيْتَهُ You will see it. Don't doubt this. This is a reality. This is such a kalam. لَرَأَيْتَهُ Allah says, you will see it. خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ Out of the fear of Allah, the mountain will turn to dust because of the weight of the Qur'an. Such a Qur'an, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ Revelation from who? رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ Today, the value of the Qur'an is not there. The attachment with the Qur'an is not there. The realization that the Qur'an has a haqq and a right over us is not there. One of the primary causes of this, my respected brothers, is we will never ever be able to truly appreciate the Qur'an unless in our hearts is the azmat of the source of the Qur'an. Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's janal. This is why when Allah introduces His kalam, this is tanzeel, but from who? Rabbil Alameen. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ This is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ's kalam. The Rabb of every alam, insan, jinnat, birds, insects, animals, vegetative system, animal kingdom, multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of creation, تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. How beautifully in Taha. Allah introduces the Qur'an, tanzeel, a revelation from who? Mimman khalaqal arda was samawati al-ula. The one who created the heavens, The one who created the earth, the one who brought from nothingness into existence this entire wujud. This is his kalam. Who is he? Ar-Rahman. He is the benevolent. He is the kind. He is the merciful. He is the compassionate Allah. Alal arsh istawa. He has made istawa upon his arsh. He has risen upon his arsh, arising in keeping with his greatness. What is the extent of his kingdom? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth belongs to Allah. What is his حُكُومَةِ إِنِ الْحُكْمُ Illa lillah. What is his decree? Innal amra kullahu lillah. What is his takhliq and his amr? Ala lahul khalq wal amr. Fatabarakallahu rabbul alameen. What is the extent of his qudrat? Inna allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Who is he? Allah. Does he have any partner? Does he have any equal? La ilaha illa hu. Who is he? Al-hay. He is the living Allah. Hayyun qabla kulli hay. Hayyun ba'da kulli hay. Hayyun fawqa kulli hay. Hayyun yumitu kulla hay. Hayyun la yushbihuhu hay. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Living before every living. Living after every living. Living above every living. Living, he will give death to every living. Living, there is nothing living that is like Allah. Al-Qayyum, he is Qayyum. Qaim bizatihi, existing of his own accord, is only Allah. Besides him, every creation, its existence is dependent upon Allah. Al-Hay, Al-Qayyum. What is his nizam-e-hifazat? La ta'khuduhu sina wala nawm. Allah does not sleep. Allah does not doze off. Ma kana rabbuka nasiya. Allah does not forget. La yadillu rabbi. Allah does not make mistakes. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. Nothing is above the power of Allah. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Allah, for 1 second, 1 millisecond, is not negligent of any of His creation. In the heavens, in the earth, nothing concealed from Allah. لَا تَقْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيًا. Nothing concealed from Allah. Nothing hidden from Allah. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَا وَلَا نَوْمْ. What is the extent of His kingdom? لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. What is his haybat? What is his awe? What is his jalal? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. What is the extent of his knowledge? يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. Past, present, future, heavens, earth, nothing concealed from the knowledge of Allah. What is his nisam-e-hifazat? وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. In controlling the heavens and the earth, يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ زُولَا. The heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, وَالشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالنُّجُومِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ, are locked to his command. And in controlling all this, وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا, controlling all this does not tire Allah. Allah never becomes ghafil. Allah never becomes negligent. Allah never forgets. Nothing is above the power of Allah. What is the extent of his authority? وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Today we have failed to connect ourselves with the Quran because we haven't recognized the power of the source of the Quran. Allah's ma'rifat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is that kalam, this is that kalam, this is that kalam. Even the hearts of kufr, even the hearts of zulmat, sanadid of Quraysh, people whose hearts were so blackened that they plotted day and night the persecution of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They hurt him, they maimed him, they persecuted him. To what extent? He says, "Udhitu fillah ma lam yudha ahad, ukhiftu fillah ma lam yakhaf ahad, wa laqad atat alayya 30 min bayni yawmin wa layla, mali wa li bilalin ma yakuluhu dhu kabid illa ma yuwari bihi ibtu bilal." Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I was hurt, I suffered in the way of Allah more than any human being. I was made to fear more than any human being." And they passed upon me and Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 30 consecutive days, 1 month, and there wasn't sufficient for both of us to eat besides what Bilal radiallahu anhu could conceal underneath his armpits. Who was the architect of that? The Sanadid of Quraysh. The enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People whose hearts were so hardened, so full of zulmat, they hurt the greatest of Allah's creation. Yet, even those hearts were shaken by the Quran. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions this incident in his Hayatu Sahaba. Not going into the details. Not going to take very long. Time is limited. Just little bit introduction to the Quran. Walid bin Mughira goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, representing the Quraysh. All sorts of offers are made. We will give you women, we will give you wealth, we will give... Just stop calling people towards Allah. Stop calling people... Allahu Akbar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is silent. Eventually Walid becomes upset. That azab of Allah which you promised, bring that azab then. Still Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is silent. Finally when Walid is spent, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look at the da'wat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Quran, Khamim, والكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا في أكنة مما تدعونا إليه وفي آذاننا وقر ومن بيننا وبينك حجاب فاعمل إننا عاملون قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فاستقيموا إليه واستغفروا وويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم أجر غير ممنون قل أئنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها ولل الأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين الله أكبر. Two rukus. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads in front of Walid. What is the reaction? He is stupefied, dumbfounded, speechless, starts gasping, starts walking backwards. What we call Rajat al-Qahqari in Arabic. Starts walking backwards. Mind cannot take the effect of the Quran. 2-3 days he cuts himself off from the people. The other leaders of Quraysh get worried. Has Walid abandoned the religion of his forefathers? Abu Jahl goes to him. Walid, hal sabota? Has Muhammad affected you? Have you become his follower? Walid says, listen, you people are my brethren. You are my family. You are my lineage. You know for a fact, there is no one amongst you who understands poetry like I understand it. Or the sciences of the jinnat like I understand it. Or the work of the magicians like I understand it. And I am saying to you, the Quran of Muhammad is none of these things. Inna fihi la halawa. وَإِنَّ فِيهِ لَطَلَاوَى وَإِنَّهُ لَمُثْمِرٌ أَعْلَاهُ مُغْدِقٌ أَسْفَلَهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَعْلُ وَلَا يُعْلَى وَإِنَّهُ لَيَحْتِمُ مَا كَانَ تَحْتَى. I am begging you, leave Muhammad alone. That Quran which he has, there is a beauty to it. There is a charm to it. Its upper section is fruitful. Its lower section is gushing forth with bounty. It will dominate. Nothing will dominate it. And it will crush everything that comes into confrontation with it. The words from the hearts of kufr, the attestation to the Quran. Such a Quran this ummah was given. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد خاميم والكتاب المبين إنا جعلناه قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعقلون أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا قاف والقرآن المجيد. Allah calls himself Majid. Allah calls the Quran Majid. Yasin والقرآن الحكيم. Allah is Hakim. Allah calls the Quran Hakim. Allah is Noor. Allah calls the Quran Noor. Hudan wa Shifa. Allah says this Quran is Hidayat. Allah says this Quran is Shifa. My respected brothers, tomorrow will be the Hilal of Eid. Is it going to be Al-Wida from the Quran? Are we going to turn our backs on this Quran? Is Quran only for Ramadan? This is the cry of our elders. They are saying, Aaj Quran ek na ashna pegham ban chuki. Today the Quran has become an irrelevant message for this ummah. This is that Quran, my Nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to those verses of Surah Shu'ara, wa innahu latanzilu Rabbil Alameen. This is a revelation from Rabbul Alameen. How did it come down? Nazala bihi ruhul amin. Jibreel brought it down. That Quran, in its original form, the Lawh-e Mahfuz couldn't take its weight. In its original form, a mountain will turn to dust. Where was it revealed? Where was the Quran revealed upon it in its original form? Ala qalbik, ala qalbik, ala qalbik. Jibreel brought this Quran on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala qalbik, that which the Lawh-e Mahfuz could not take, that which the mountain cannot take, Allah created the capacity in the qalb, in the heart, the nuraniyat, the spirituality, the taqat, the power of the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala qalbik, Allah says, we reveal this Quran upon your heart. Why? What is the purpose? What is the objective? Such a Quran, my Nabi said, man ja'alahu amamahu, saqahu ila al-jannah. If my ummah will keep this Quran in front of them, this Quran will take them to Jannah. Waman ja'alahu khalfahu, and if they will turn their backs on this Quran, tomorrow that day is coming. That day is coming, that day is coming. The plaintiff and the one who will complain in Allah's court is none other than Rahmatul Lil Alameen. In his salah, if he heard a child crying, he would shorten that salah. That was the rahmat, the legacy of dard, compassion and kindness for his ummah. Yet tomorrow, this, when this ummah will turn its back on this Quran, will hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that Quran says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ya Rabbi, O my Allah, inna qawmi, my ummat, inna qawmi, my ummat, ittakadhu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura, turn their backs on this Qur'an. Qur'an has become an irrelevant message. Allah says, we revealed it on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, litakuna minal munzirin. What is this inzar? Use the Quran to show them the way of success, the way of success in their dunya, the way of success in akhirat, the way, the road to be saved from Jahannam, the road to enter Jannah. This is the Quran. Such a Quran. Hada bayanul linnas. One place Allah says, hada, this Quran, balaghul linnas. Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah, great mufassir. He says the word Quran, what does the word Quran literally mean? That which is read over and over and over again. He says the Quran, we call it the Quran, but the Quran does not actually have a name. He said if it had a name, great mufassir. He said if you had to give the Quran a name, it would be this expression in the Quran, where Allah says, Hada, Hada, Balaghul linnas. This Quran is tabligh for humanity. The greatest service to humanity that anyone did was the service of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he introduced humanity to who is Allah through the Quran. This world is a place of dukkh, pain, calamities, hardships. We're trying to make it Jannah, that's a different matter. But generally, sickness, pain, loss of life, hurt, pain, hardship, difficulty. What is the panacea? What is the marham? What is the solace? What is the comfort? When this heart is connected to the Quran, when this heart is connected to Allah, and a man raises his hands, Ya Rabbana, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. He just takes Allah's name, just calls out to Allah, and already half that dukkh, all that pain, that hurt, that difficulty is already lifted. There is no greater service. There is no greater service to humanity. There is no greater benefactor to humanity then the one who will introduce this humanity that is going towards darkness, show them the light, introduce them the way to the way to introduce them the road towards Allah. هذا بلاغ للناس. This Quran is tabligh for humanity. Who is going to do this tabligh? Whose responsibility it is? Quran tells us, Ya ayyuhar rasul, Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, O my Nabi, make tabligh of this Quran. The most beloved of Allah, the greatest of Allah's creation. Yet look at the itab and look at the warning. Wa illam taf'al, fama ballaghta risalata, my Nabi. If you will not make tabligh of this Quran, you have not fulfilled your mission. And in this tabligh, humanity will oppose you. Hardship and difficulties will come. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. As long as this ummah is fulfilling the haqq and responsibility of tabligh, Allah promises, Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah will protect you. What was the requirement of this? He has to make tabligh of the Quran. Allah should have given him life till Qiyamah. Allah should have given him the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Allah should have given him a life of posterity. Yet, what was the reality? وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا عَاشَ فَقِيرًا مَاتَ مِسْكِينًا. My Nabi was born an orphan, lived the life of a faqir and passed away a miskeen. 8,156 days. There were days when he would tie two stones to his stomach as a result of excessive hunger. What was the nizam that was put into place? Tabligh of this Quran had to carry on till Qiyamah, to the last person to come before Qiyamah. What was the nizam that my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam put into place? He said, "Ballighu anni, ballighu anni, make tabligh, O my ummah. I am making you responsible of tabligh." Who? How much do you need to know? Do you need to know the whole Quran to make tabligh? No. He said, "Walau ayah," even if you know one ayat, even if you know one verse, even if you know one expression of Quran, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." Come back to this, my respected brothers. Hada balaghul linnas. Quran is tabligh for humanity. Muballighi awwal Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya ayyuhar rasul, ballig. Ya ayyuhar rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata, wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. What does he say? Ballighu anni walau ayah. And then 23 years, 8,156 days, where he finished himself. Day in, day out, the worry, the cry, the dard, the pain for the ummah. This culminated in the Hajjatul Wada, where that jamaat and that group was in front of him, the like of which till Qiyamah we will never see a majma like that. He delivers morning of the 11th. Surah Nasr comes down. Just now we heard Surah Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. In that surah is the reminder to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the time of Al-Wida has come. Farewell has come. Time for you to leave this world is very near. The worry was for you and I. The worry was for the ummah to come till Qiyamah. He stood in front of Sahaba, gave his last khutbah. At the beginning of it, there was one addition. Asa, Allah talqawni ba'da ami hadha. O my Sahaba, after this year you will see me no more. We cannot express in words the hurt, the pain, the cry that must have been in the hearts of Sahaba, that this is al-wida. Our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not going to be with us anymore. He is leaving us. He gives the khutbah. At the end of it, hal ballaght, hal ballaght. هذا بلاغ للناس يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك بلغوا عني ولو آية. Now the question, هل بلغت, have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? They had in front of them that 23 years of qurbani and sacrifice. بلغت الرسالة وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في سبيل الله حق جهاده. يا رسول الله, you fulfill the haqq, you fulfill the haqq, you fulfill the haqq. Raises his finger to the heavens. Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. And then And then what was the dard? What was the legacy? What was the cry? What was the haqq of the Quran? فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ. Every one of you that is present, this responsibility of da'wat and tabligh, of the haqq of the Quran, of the day of the Quran, of the night of the Quran, of the message of the Quran, of the mercy of the Quran, of the marham of the Quran, of the solace of the Quran, of the comfort of the Quran, is being handed over to this ummah. فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Those who are present, take this dard and pain to the four corners of the world. My respected brothers, 124,000 plus minus Sahaba Ikram. Riwayats are, there were more than that. Makkah, Medina put together, you will not find the graves of more than 10,000 Sahaba. Where did the other 90% go? Where are their kuburs? Where are their graves? They heard directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One salah in the Masjid of Haram in Makkah is equivalent to 100,000 salah in your local masjid. It will take you 55 years, 6 months and 20 days to make 5 salah a day, to make 100,000, 55 years, 6 months and 20 days. That's one salah. 5 salah in a day, 277 years, 6 months and 10 days in your local masjid. One salah in the masjid, in the haram of Makkah is equal to that. They heard this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With amanat dari, they conveyed it to the ummah. But they did not make their graves in Makkah. Their graves are not in Medina. Uqba bin Nafi, Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari, Tunis. Abu Zumat al-Balawi, Tunis. Ruwaitha Ansari, Libya. Humama radiallahu anhu, Isfahan. Bara bin Malik, Tustar. Amr bin Mahdi, Karib al-Zabidi. Nu'man bin Muqarin al-Muzani, Nihawin. Abu Rafi, Ghifari. Abdurrahman bin Samura, Khurasan, northeastern Iran. Abu Ayyub Ansari, Istanbul. Abu Talha Ansari, Rome. Fazal bin Abbas, Syria. Khalid bin Walid, Homs in Syria. Salman Farsi, Iraq. Huzaifa bin Yaman, Iraq. Amr bin As, Egypt. Asad bin Furat, Sicily. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Jordan. Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'ban bin Abbas, Northern Africa. Ja'far bin Abi Talib, Zaid bin Harisa, Abdullah bin Rawaha, Muta. Mu'az bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Mu'az, father and son, banks of the river Jordan. Shurahbil bin Hasana, Zarad bin Azwar, Jordan. Their graves, radiyallahu anhum, ajma'een. This is their jamaat, walking on the earth. Quran comes down. Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah. How did Islam come to Durban? How did Islam come to South Africa? How did Islam come to Africa? How did Islam come to the four corners of the world? If Sahaba had the mindset that you and I have today, to hold on to our deen and our fikr and our akhirat, even the deendar ka tabka, to hold on only to our deen, wallah, by the qasam of Allah, my respected brothers, you and I would not have been reciters of kalima. Those graves scattered throughout the world, those graves, in those graves, who are they? They were also insan like you and I. They also had wives. They also had children. They also had tamannas. They also had desires. They also had worldly occupations. But in front of them was the cry of the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La nabiya ba'di wa la ummata ba'da ummati. No nabi to come after me. No ummat to come after this ummat. This is why our elders are saying, jisne huzur paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke khatm nubuwat par iman laya, the one who brought iman on the khatm nubuwat of janab rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tabligh uski zimmedari ban gayi. Dawat and tabligh is his responsibility. Dawat and tabligh, this is not from Nizamuddin and Raiwin. This is not from the tabligh jamaat. There is no such thing as tabligh jamaat or tabligh organization. Tabligh, my respected brothers, yeh virasat mein mila, directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the haqq of the Quran. This is the right of the Quran. In Ramadan, we came to the masjid. We felt the nuraniyat. We got up up at night, we cried before Allah, my respected brothers, let this khair and barakat of Ramadan permeate. Let it permeate, change the direction, put the brakes. How much longer is it going to be the ringing of coins? How much longer are these masajid not going to cry? Just now the Hilal of Eid will get sighted, what will happen to this masjid? Tonight it is packed to the brim, tomorrow what will happen? When the Hilal of Eid is sighted, what will happen? At the time of Fajr, from 15 safs, now down to 2 safs, and then 3 safs, and then 1 saf. Do we have some guarantee? Do we know how long we are going to live? Is not that day coming when we have to stand in front of Allah? Where are our youth? Where are our young daughters? This Ramadan also, how many Muslims would have not fasted? Whose cry is this? Whose concern is this? Whose worry is this? This is the haqq of the Quran. This is the right of the Quran. This is the date. This is the dictate of the Quran. This is the command of the Quran. That this Quran is a right upon each one of us. We have to take this Quran to the four corners of the world. We have to introduce humanity to Allah, to the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeh hamara kaam hai. This is our work, this is our responsibility, my respected brothers. So at least this much. We've run out of time. At least this much, my respected brothers. May dar se kya rahau, from the heart. Please, every one of us, make this intention. At least, let the Hilal of Eid not be a get out of jail free card from the masjid. 5 times salah with jamaat in the masjid, say inshallah. And very, very important, not asking you for 4 months and so on. At least start through the blessings and the barakah of the khatam of the Quran. Make this niyat inshallah, that at least 3 days every month, with pabandi, 72 hours. Man jaa bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. Do one, Allah will give you 10. 3 days, it is as if your whole month is in the path of Allah. So everyone, inshallah, make this niyat that 3 days with pabandi we will give every month. Allah has given us this shab guzari. Allah has given us this fikr. Allah has given us this environment. Value this ni'mat. Value this ni'mat. Value this ni'mat. The protection of this ni'mat is in making qadr of this ni'mat. Let us come for shab guzari. Take part in the effort. Link and attach ourselves to the masjid. Otherwise, my respected brothers, the life before Ramadan, the life after Ramadan, there won't be any change. This is the naqadri of Ramadan. The qadr of Ramadan is life has to change. We have to come closer to Allah. We have to find the jewel of taqwa. We have to connect ourselves with Allah. Dua is going to take place now. Dua at the khatam of the Quran is da'watum mustajaba. It is accepted by Allah. The malaikas are descending. This khatam is not just one khatam. The huffaz that have read, how many times each time they would have been preparing that before they read. Not one khatam is taking place now. Many, many, many khatams of the Quran is taking place. By right, they've asked me, requested me to make the dua. They should be actually be making the dua. This is the time when duas are accepted. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, repel musibats, repel calamities through dua. Allah loves dua. Turn to Allah. Today when a man stretches his hand out in front of insan, you look at a beggar. Beggar stops you at the street corner. Or beggar stretches his hand out, his hand is stretched out. Who looks at him with respect? Everyone looks down upon him. Why? Because he's turning towards insan for his need. Other hand, you walk into the masjid, you see a man with his hands raised in front of Allah, automatically love enters the heart. Respect for that person enters the heart. Allah has kept dignity. Allah has kept honor in stretching your hand out to Allah. Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'eed. Ya Allah, only you we worship. And Ya Allah, only you we will ask for help. Only you we will turn to. Allah is that unique king. Allah is that unique malik. Allah is that unique, our king, our ruler, our controller, our maker, our Rabb. Allah is unique in this sense that the kings of this world, the so-called kings of the world, when the beggars line up outside, they get upset, they want to lock themselves away. The more beggars go before Allah, the more happy Allah becomes. The more you ask Allah, the more happy Allah becomes. The more you humble yourself, beg, beseech, Lower yourself before Allah. Wallah, the more Allah will raise you. The more Allah will elevate you. The more Allah will love you. So this is the time to turn to Allah. It's the dying embers of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Nights like this, occasions like this, whether we will ever see them again, we don't know. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would lift one leg up, he said, don't have hope to put the leg back down. That is how temporary the life in this world is. So is mauka ko ganimat samajh lo bhai. Appreciate this occasion, this time. Allah's rahmat is raining down. Allah's malaika, many more than we are present in this majlis. This is the time of acceptance. This is the last of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr or not, Allah knows best. Not fixed 27. Any of the odd nights of the last 10 nights. Even if it is not Laylatul Qadr, ulama say that this night has the capacity, it is the zarf, it is the container that at some point it was Laylatul Qadr, if not this year, some other year. So because it has that zarf and container to contain Laylatul Qadr, it's already a special night. The last night of Ramadan, according to one hadith, Allah's Rasul, every night of Ramadan frees 1 million souls from Jahannam. And on the last night of Ramadan, Hilal of Eid will be sighted tomorrow or not, Allah knows best, that this may be the last night. The last night of Ramadan, as many souls as were freed from the first of Ramadan till now, on the one night Allah frees from Jahannam. So is mauka ko ganimat samaj lo bhai. Dil se, turn towards Allah. Turn towards Allah. Beg from Allah. Beseech Allah. Dua is going to take place now. 1 hour after that, inshallah, there'll be another majlis which will take place. Over and above that, my respected brothers, tomorrow is a Sunday, it's a holiday. Gapshap, laughing, joking, our amusements, let us put all that away now. These nights are not for that. Try and spend as much time as we can, masturat at home in ibadat, our menfolk, as much time as possible in the environment of the masjid. Try and stay awake. My Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha says on these nights, Ahya al-layla kullahu. My Nabi never used to sleep. He used to be awake for the entire night. So let us try and imitate a little bit our, make our night similar to the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dua. When Aisha, we heard earlier after Asr, Mawlana read the hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it is Laylatul Qadr or it is special nights, what must I do? He said, say Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are very forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. In other words, dua, dua, dua. Ask Allah for maghfirat. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to change. Ask Allah to give us the realization that the clock of life is ticking. Ask Allah to make us become those that are His beloved. Ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to prepare. What, become Allah's, we found everything. Lose everything else, doesn't matter as long as you have found Allah. Allah has given us these occasions for that. Sab karenge inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام ولك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد في الليل إذا يغشى وصل على محمد في النهار إذا تجلى وصل على محمد أبد الآبدين وصل على محمد دهر الداهرين اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا عبادك بنو عبيدك وبنو إمائك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا وسائقنا ودليلنا إليك وإلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا، واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا. اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم حجة لنا، لا حجة علينا، لا حجة علينا، لا حجة علينا. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيرقى، ولا تجعلنا ممن يقرأ القرآن فيشقى، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا عند ختم القرآن من الفائزين. اللهم اجعلنا، اللهم اجعلنا عند ختم القرآن من الفائزين. اللهم اجعلنا من، اللهم اجعلنا عند ختم القرآن من الفائزين. Oh my Allah, we cannot express in words your mercy, your kindness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you began your Quran, Bismillahir Rahman Ar-Rahim. You call yourself Rahman and Rahim. Ya Allah, in Surah Fatiha again, you said, Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Ya Allah, you have written upon your arsh, Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, my mercy is greater than my anger. Ya Allah, you have said throughout your Quran, Inni ana al-ghafoor. You have said in your Quran, Kataba rabbukum ala nafsihi rahmah. You have said in your Quran, Wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay. Ya Allah, we are in need of your mercy, Ya Allah. We are in need of your mercy, Ya Allah. We are in need of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard that right now you are asking your angels, why have they gathered? Your angels are saying to you, they desire your mercy. They fear your azab. Ya Allah, we have this hope in our hearts, Ya Allah, that right now you are saying to your angels, that, oh my malaika, I make you a witness that I have forgiven this. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there's no pious ones amongst us, Ya Allah. Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, radiyallahu, wo to zamana guzar gaya, they are gone, Ya Allah. Sustain us, Ya Allah. We are drowning in our sins, Ya Allah. Head to toe, Ya Allah, and every hair of our body is cut off your disobedience, Ya Allah. You gave us eyes, Ya Allah, we made guna with those eyes, Ya Allah. You gave us hands, we made guna with those hands, Ya Allah. You gave us ears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we listened to haram, Ya Allah. You gave us feet, Ya Allah. Instead of walking to the masjid, we walked away from the masjid, Ya Allah. You gave this ummah the cloak of haya and shame. You made the daughters of this ummah, Fatimatul Zahra, Khadijatul Kubra, Aisha, Ya Allah. Today our daughters are dancing naked on the stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
still their bodies are jiving to music. You have said in your Quran, "Inna ardi wasi'a," my earth is very wide. Ya Allah, today this earth has become straightened. This earth has become narrow, Ya Allah, narrow, Ya Allah. Abne tere saath dushmani kiya, Ya Allah. We made dushmani with you, Ya Allah. We made dushmani with your Habib, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. You commanded us, we disobeyed you. You told us to raise, lower our gazes, we raised our gazes, Ya Allah. You sent your messengers, your reminders to us, their calls fell on deaf ears, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you called us, we didn't even turn around and pay attention, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ran away from you, as a result of which, Abne dunya ko bhi barbaad kar diya, aakhirat ko bhi barbaad kar diya. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. This ummat is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he heard a child crying, he would shorten his salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the hand of a thief was being cut. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, you are crying. He said, the hand of my ummati is being cut. They said, Ya Rasulullah, you gave the order. He said, that was Allah's hukam. But my ummati's hand is being cut. How can I not cry? Ya Allah, what must be happening to him when the heads of the babies of this ummat are being cut? Ya Allah. The Firauns of today, Ya Allah, they are slaughtering this ummat, Ya Allah. They have made them into refugees. They are desecrating his sunnah, Ya Allah. The rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummat, Ya Allah. Whether it is Kashmir, whether it is Palestine, Ya Allah. Whether it is Burma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where, Ya Allah. Every direction, Ya Allah. Every direction. This ummat gathers outside a bakery. The bombs are raining down upon them. Father leaves his house to go to the masjid. The next thing, the seven limbs of his body are brought home to his family, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firaun of the time of Musa alayhi salam slaughtered 70,000 of the children of the Bani Israel, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Firauns of today have slaughtered hundreds and thousands of the babies of this ummah, Ya Allah. Still their thirst is not being quenched. Still they are arrogantly saying, where is your Allah? Ya Allah, no doubt it is our gunas, Ya Allah. No doubt it is our transgressions, Ya Allah. We didn't fulfill the haqq of your Quran. We didn't fulfill the haqq of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ran behind this dunya blindly, Ya Allah. The ringing of coins deafened us to the kalam of your Quran. The ringing of coins and the pursuit of this dunya blinded us to your commands. Azan upon azan fell upon deaf ears. The masjids were emptied, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you sent a virus, Ya Allah. Even then we abandoned your deen instead of coming closer to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no doubt. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there is no justification, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. Hum iqrari mujrim hai. We are admitting, Ya Allah. We are admitting. Hamare paas koi uzar nahi hai. There's no excuse, Ya Allah. No excuse. No excuse. Ya Allah, but it is only your door. There's no other door, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you turn us away. Where else are we going to go, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, aur koi nahi hai hamare paas. Aur koi nahi hai, Ya Allah. La ilaha malja wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Ya Allah, sirf tu hi hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahaba of your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, they saw the Quran coming down. They saw Wahi coming down. They saw the Mubarak chehra of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, they saw the park environment of Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, all we have seen is nakedness. All we have seen is shamelessness. All we have seen is this dirty, filthy environment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere izzat ki qasam, humne acche banne ki bahut koshish kiya, mere malik, we tried to better ourselves, lekin hum nahi ban sake, Allah, hum nahi ban sake. Every time we are taking one step towards you, Ya Allah, this dirty, filthy environment, we are going 20 steps backwards, Ya Allah. Our zindagi guzar rahi, time is going, ya Allah. Time is going, ya Allah. What greater loss can there be, ya Allah? Ya Allah, most of our lives are gone. We take your name, we don't feel the sweetness. We go into sajda, we go into sajda, and still our hearts are not connected with you, ya Allah. On the day of Hashar, how are we going to stand in front of you, ya Allah? What answer are we going to give, ya Allah? हम इन गंदे दिलों के साथ नहीं मरना चाहते बोला हम नहीं मरना चाहते नहीं मरना चाहते इन गंदे दिलों के साथ we don't want to die in this condition ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah ya Allah we are beseeching you ya Allah हमारे पास कोई अमल नहीं there's nothing we can present to you ya Allah your Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam was returning from one journey He told his sahaba, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أَرَى إِخْوَانِي He said, oh my sahaba, I wish I could see my brothers. Sahaba said, أَوَلَسْنَا إِخْوَانَكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ They said, oh Nabi of Allah, are we not your brothers? He said, أَنْتُمْ أَصْحَابِي He said, you are my sahaba. My brothers are those who will come after you. Those who will come after you. Who without seeing me will bring iman upon me. Tere izzat ki qasam. Hum sifar hai, ya Allah. We are zero. We have nothing. Nothing we can present, ya Allah. But your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called us his brothers, ya Allah. خار ہے بدکار ہے ڈوبے ہوئے ذلت میں کچھ بھی ہو لیکن تیرے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے امتی ہے یا اللہ تیرے حبیب کے امتی ہے یا اللہ He cried for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we give you the large of his tears and we are begging you, ya Allah, ab to bas kar de, ya Allah. Let your anger be cooled, ya Allah. Let your anger be cooled, ya Allah. Ya Allah, 2 centuries this ummat is suffering, ya Allah. 2 centuries the blood of this ummat is being spilt, ya Allah. Cheapened like it never was before, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah. Let your anger be cooled. Change the tide, ya Allah. Ya Allah, change the tide. The Firauns of today, if hidayat is muqaddar for them, give them hidayat quickly. Otherwise, remove them from the surface of the earth, ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat. Open the doors of hidayat. Open the doors of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give America hidayat. Give Europe, Asia, Australia, China, Africa, ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, 6-7 billion humanity, ya Allah, like ants, ya Allah, they are going to Jahannam. Ya Allah, hamare kusoor hai. Humne unke raaste nahi bataya. We never showed them the way of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We never showed them the way of the Quran, ya Allah. Hamare kusoor hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, ya Allah. Open the doors of hidayat. Blow the winds of hidayat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring this ummat back to the masjid, ya Allah. Forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are very forgiving. You love to forgive, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the sins of the night, sins we have committed openly, secretly, every type of sin is there, ya Allah. Every type of sin. People call us, ya Allah. They call us Maulvi sahab, Tablighi sahab, Hafiz sahab, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ye to tere sattari ke mamla hai. You concealed, ya Allah. This is why they look at us with respect. Ya Allah, you know the reality, ya Allah. Hum khaak hai. We are nothing, ya Allah. ہمیں کوئی حق بھی نہیں ہے یا اللہ جس یو فضل that you are allowing our dirty filthy tongues to even take your name یا اللہ you made ستاری یا اللہ conceal us یا اللہ ہمیں رسوانہ کر دے don't disgrace us یا اللہ make us your beloved یا اللہ اللہ میک اس یو بلاوت تو ہمارا بن جا اپنا بنا لے ہمارا بن جا اپنا بنا لے اللہ تیرے کہنے والے نے کہہ دیا ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو چکی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو چکی ساری دنیا سے وحشت ہو چکی اب تو آ جا اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو چکی Marne se pehle, before we die, Ya Allah, give us the ecstasy of your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Give us the ecstasy of your ta'alluq, Ya Allah. Give us your love, the love of your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of salawat, Ya Allah, the love of the Quran, Ya Allah, the love of your zikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your beloved, Ya Allah. Make us amongst the zakireen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do those works which are a source of pleasure to you, Ya Allah. Whatever angers you on that which your lanat and curses are descending, give us the tawfiq to abstain from them. Make our earnings halal. Give us the tawfiq to stay away from riba, from haram, from treachery, from lies, from deception, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rizq-e halal naseeb farma, Ya Allah. Halal, barakat wali, bila jadd wa juhud, afiyat wali, barakat wali, rozi naseeb farma de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Give us the love of da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. Give us the love of your zikr. Give us the love of the khankas, Ya Allah. Give us the love of the madaris and the makatib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the effort of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, protect it. Take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, take us to the four corners of the world. Give us the jazba of sahaba for your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is kaam ke حقائق ہمارے سامنے کھول دے, اس کام کے نفع کھول دے, اس کام کو اپنے زندگی کے مقصد بنانے کے توفیق نصیب فرما دے, ہمیں دین کے دائی بنا دے, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept us, our families, Ya Allah, the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when we were in the lap of our mothers, Ya Allah, they said La ilaha illallah, they made wird of La ilaha illallah. We didn't even know what we were saying, we also repeated behind them La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, the clock of our life is ticking, Ya Allah, let it not be that some guna we did, or some be'usuli we did, or some treachery we did, Ya Allah, as a result of which, when the time comes for us to leave this world, you deprive us of the kalima, Ya Allah. Isse na karna mere malik, بے شک ہم ریاکار ہیں, بے شک ہم منافق ہیں. No doubt we are drowning in our sins. No doubt we are hypocrites, Ya Allah. No doubt we are ریاکار, Ya Allah. But تو تو رحیم ہے, تو تو کریم ہے, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are merciful, Ya Allah. You have said in your Quran, يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور. Save us from a bad death, Ya Allah. Give us death on kalima, Ya Allah. Give us husn khatima, Ya Allah. Those of our relatives that have passed away, or those of the ummah that have passed away, Ya Allah, that are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that day is coming. Waja rabbuk wal malaku saffan saffa wa uzlifatil jannatu lil muttaqin wa burri zatil jahim lil ghawin. That day your caller will call out, wamtazul yawma ayyuhal mujrimun. Tere nek bande is pukar sun kar darenge, hamare sath kya hoga, Ya Allah, hamare sath kya hoga. Ya Allah, save us from the chains of that day. Save us from the hammers of that day, Ya Allah. Save us from your malaika tying us up on that day, Ya Allah. Save us from the disgrace of that day, Ya Allah. Give us our book of deeds in the right hand, Ya Allah. Become happy with us on that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Jame Kosar from the Mubarak hands of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will be no shortage in your treasures. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become so happy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how many places in your Quran, Ya Allah, you have described that fire, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we listen to that description, hame bahut dar lagte hai. Naran ahata bihim suradiquha wa yastaghithu yughathu bima inkal muhal yashwil wujuh bi'sa sharab wa sa'at murtafaqa fi samum wa habib. وظلمي يحمو لا بارد ولا كريم ويسقى من ماء صديد يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغ ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. يا الله how are we going to bear that fire? We can't bear the slightest difficulty in this world. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you gave us Ramadan to make the decision to save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you. Ya Allah, we are beggars. Ya Allah, we have come to your doorstep. Ya Allah, on the occasion of the khatam of the Quran. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you on behalf of the entire ummah. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Allahumma atiq riqabana wa riqab walidina wa ummatina wa azwajina wa uladina wa jami' aqaribina wa jami' ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam minan nar bi qudratik. Allahumma harrim luhumana ala an-nar. Allahumma harrim ajsadana ala an-nar. Allahumma ij'alna min utaqai shahri Ramadan. Allahumma ij'alna la tukhayyib rajana. La tukhayyib جانا اجعلنا من اتقاء شهر رمضان. يا الله grant us جنة الفردوس, grant us جنة الفردوس, grant us جنة الفردوس, grant us جنة الفردوس, grant us جنة الفردوس. ہمیں کوئی حق نہیں ہے, بے شک بے شک ہمارے کوئی حق نہیں ہے. We have no claim. يا الله through your fazl, through your mercy, through your kindness, through your compassion. يا الله, يا الله کوئی عمل نہیں ہے, ہم خاک ہیں, ہم صفر ہیں. يا الله لیکن تیرے, يا الله through the tears of رسول الله صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, we are begging you. Ya Allah, grant us Jannatul Firdaus, our wives, our children, our parents. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, our parents, we can never fulfill their rights. Ya Allah, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Rabbi irhamhuma, Rabbi irhamhuma, Rabbi irhamhuma, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayana saghira. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those that are in pareshani, in difficulty, in hardship, remove their pareshani and difficulty. Those that are in need of duas, requested duas. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, wa kabirin, ulama wa satizai kiram. Ya Allah, all those who have done ihsan upon us, those we have wronged in any way, Ya Allah, grant them the best in this world and the year after. Fulfill all the jaiz hajat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, fulfill all the jaiz hajat. Grant them khatima bil qaid khair. Those that have passed away, fill the covers with noor. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, jata hua Ramadan hai, Ramadan is already gone. Ya Allah, the khair and barakat of this month, let it permeate after Ramadan. Accept our tawbah, accept whatever little we did. Ya Allah, our fasting, our ibadat, our tilawah, with our exertions, our going out in the path of Allah, in going out in your path, Ya Allah, whatever little was done, Ya Allah, you accept it. Ya Allah, make it a zariah and means of the hidayat of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant sifat-e qubuliyat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant sifat-e qubuliyat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna wa tub alayna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you have said in your Quran, wa amma as-sa'ila fala tanhar. Don't turn the beggar away. Ya Allah, we are beggars. We are beggars. Ya Allah, we have come on your doorstep. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, one time. Ya Allah, ek dafa, ek dafa, mere malik, bheek maang rahe tujhse, ek dafa, one time. Ya Allah, say to Jibreel. Ya Allah, say to your malaika, I have forgiven them. Mera kaam ban jayega, mere malik. ہمارا کام بن جائے گا, ایک دفعہ ہمارا کام بن جائے گا. Don't turn us away empty handed. Ya Allah, اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. والحمد لله.